And once more, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly. Christopher Donald Herron was arraigned in Huron County District Court by Judge Ferris on multiple felony charges, including delivery and manufacture of methamphetamine, weapons possessions, carrying a concealed weapon, and two counts of felony firearm. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of open intoxicants in the vehicle he was driving. According to court records, the felony controlled substance charge carries a potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The weapons charges each carry penalties of up to 5 years in prison and fines, with the felony firearm charges adding 2 years consecutive sentences. Herron entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor charge. A plea for the felony charges was not entered at this arraignment. A probable cause conference and plea cutoff are scheduled for June 4th at 9 a.m. The preliminary examination and subsequent plea cutoff hearing are set for June 12th. Bond for the felony case remains at $25,000 cash or surety. Nathan Matthew Ledger entered a not guilty plea in Huron County District Court to a misdemeanor charge of engaging the services of a prostitute. The alleged offense occurred November the 11th of last year. Judge Ferris set key dates for the case. The prosecution must provide a plea offer and all discovery by June the 6th. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd. Which Mr. Ledger must attend in person. This date also marks the deadline for any plea agreements or motions. Bond for Ledger remains at $3,500 with 10% posted. Conditions include standard requirements and all terms of his existing Department of Corrections probation. He advised the court that he will retain new legal representation promptly. Okay, so drivers hitting the road for Memorial Day weekend should see fewer construction slowdowns across the state. The Michigan Department of Transportation says lane restrictions will be temporarily lifted on 100 projects statewide from yesterday afternoon through early Tuesday morning to help ease holiday traffic. It is estimated more than 1.3 million Michigan residents will travel at least 50 miles during the holiday weekend, making it one of the busiest Memorial Day travel periods on record. MDOT officials say some construction zones will still remain active, including equipment and shoulder closures, and they're reminding motorists to slow down. Stay alert in those work areas. Kyle Busch has passed away after severe pneumonia progressed into sepsis, resulting in rapid and overwhelming associated complications, according to a statement released by his family. Dakota Hunter, vice president of Kyle Busch Companies, said the family received the medical evaluation earlier this morning. Busch, a two-time NASCAR champion, died at 41 on Thursday, a day after passing out in a Chevrolet simulator. Sepsis is considered a life-threatening medical emergency that occurs when the body has an extreme, overactive response to an infection, causing the immune system to damage its own tissues and organs, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.